Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we are studying 2 Samuel, and we're in chapter 11, one of the most infamous passages in all of the Bible. And we're going to receive a taste of the spiraling effect of David's sinfulness in verses 3 and 4. Notice what it says. And David sent and inquired about the woman. And one said, "Is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah?" So David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him, and he lay with her. So notice the progression. David inquired, David sent, David took, David lay. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 27 says, "Whoever digs a pit will fall into it, and a stone will come back on him who starts it rolling." So where does the shovel meet the dirt on its way to digging a pit? And where does the stone begin to roll in this story? Well, we might think that it begins with an innocent look, but the shovel actually meets the dirt in our story with a little further back than we might think. The stone started rolling when David's sexual desires went unchecked and his neglect of God's word went unaccounted for when he started multiplying wives back in his younger years. Whether it was for a political strategy or alliances, or whether it was out of lust, it was wrong. The God of Israel had made it explicit in his word that the king of Israel should not multiply wives. And yet David, driven by the flesh and not by the spirit, fed that desire. It may have been something David wrestled with. We don't really know, but we do see that desire manifest again. David is most likely out of place at the beginning of chapter 11. The text tells us that kings are at war with their men during this particular season, but David was at home, which set the stage for the opportunity to sin. Please don't take this to mean that if David were with his men, then he wouldn't have had temptation. It's not as if when we are walking in the Spirit, living within God's will for our days, that we will not face temptation. That's not what I am saying, and that's not what the text is saying. But it is evident that there was a weakening, a lethargy of spiritual zeal, so to speak, so that when David was tempted, he was weak and he did not fight it. And the downward spiral of sin was set in motion by an innocent look at this point. It was not sinful that David saw this woman. Being tempted is not sinful. It's what you do with that temptation that determines if you're indulging the flesh or not. I once heard it said that you can't keep a bird from flying over you, but you sure can keep it from building a nest on your head. It was not the seeing that was sinful. It was the refusal to look away. It was the lingering gazes. It was the building of the nest on his head. And we must pay attention to how sin can take us from one step to another, to where it eventually leads to death. As you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionary in India. And also remember the Kenyarwanda Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Rwanda.